Iran is now celebrating the 34th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, which terminated a pro-Western regime in Iran. Being the last revolution took place in the 20th century, it took huge effects on the global and regional issues. After 3 decades, several revolutions trembled the region one after the other, which resulted in the downfall of dictators. The furious people demonstrated in the streets chanting Islamic mottos. While the events confused Western leaders how to react to the uprisings, Iran encouraged the movements. In this episode of Iran Today, we will take a closer look at the effects of the Islamic Revolution on the rebirth of Islamic awakening in the region. Thirty-four years have passed since the days when Iranians marched through the streets demanding the downfall of the Pahlavi dictatorship. These are the same people who were demanding independence and freedom. They are now celebrating the anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979, a revolution that marks the beginning of a new series of similar movements against oppression in Palestine, Tunisia, Egypt, Libya, Yemen, Bahrain, and Saudi Arabia. The uprisings in these countries have at least one thing in common. In all of these countries, people have been seeking to restore their lost dignity. We spoke to Sayed Mustafa Taghavi, an analyst on the Middle East at the Institute for Iranian Contemporary Historical Studies. He told us about the origins of the uprisings against colonialism in the region.
The Iranian people found that they are not what they expected to be. They found that their country was undeveloped scientifically and economically. They recognized that by the colonial presence of Western countries in Iran, the foundation of their identity, values, and civilization was under the threat. That was why several ideas were offered on how to preserve their civilization and identity. The main idea was the theory of back to ourselves or back to our identity, which included updating and rejuvenating our identity in order to preserve our history and civilization, and then achieving technological development in the modern world.
The Islamic Revolution, which ended to the demise of a military pro-Western monarchy in Iran, was hugely relied on the power of the people. After the Islamic Revolution, Iranian leaders have kept on putting the accent on the vital role of the people in any social movements. That is why, as the wave of Islamic awakening swept through the Arab world, Iran quickly and openly expressed its support for the people. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei, reiterated Iran's backing of these uprisings in a speech that he made in Arabic on February 4, 2011. The Islamic Revolution in Iran was in line with a regional anti-imperialist and anti-colonialist movement that had begun years before. The wave of Islamic awakening was also part of that same movement. Mr. Nemadzadeh, political analyst and member of the World Forum for Proximity of Islamic Schools of Thought, elaborates.
Islamic awakening is a historical phenomenon. It can be said that Islamic awakening dates back to the uprisings which was started by Sayyid Jamal ad-Din Asadabadi and was continued later in Muslim countries like Egypt, Iran, Turkey, Pakistan, and India. Each of these awakening emerged in different styles. In Iran, it was in the form of constitutional revolution. In Egypt, the Egyptian Revolution of 1919.
The anti-colonialist uprisings in these countries originated from different cradles, including nationalist and Islamic tenets.
Generally, all the countries in the realm of Islamic civilization, especially the countries located in the Western Asia, Middle East, and North Africa, were under the threat of Western culture. Consequently, the Muslim groups, contrary to the nationalist and secularist, by relying on their Islamic identity, believed that the only way to defense against the threats from Western civilization was Islam. In countries and regions like Egypt, Tunisia, the North Africa, and the Middle East, Muslim groups took different forms in terms of their geopolitical and cultural features.
In 1979, the Pahlavi regime, which had made Iran an island of stability for the West, was toppled by a nation following one leader. Streets were thronged by demonstrators carrying photos of Imam Khomeini and chanted the motto, Independence, Freedom and Islamic Republic.
Imam Khomeini was in practice the leader of the political movements in the final wave of Islamic awakening in Iran between the years 1962 to 1979. The Islamic awakening, finally after about two centuries of taking several stages, resulted in the demise of the Pahlavi dynasty. The revolution, in fact, terminated 2,500 years of monarchy in Iran, and a novel political system named the Islamic Republic was established.
Iran's unconditional support for the people has its roots in its own fight for freedom and the general perception of founder of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, who saw the movement as one that goes beyond the Iranian borders, the fight of the oppressed against the oppressor. This, at a time when the world was divided into two camps, changed the political equations. On several accounts during and after the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini encouraged and backed people's revolts against the dictators in the world. On August 1, 1981, Imam Khomeini said, "Islamic nations and the suppressed worldwide must discover the power within Islam. They must not fear the threats of the East and West and their allies and puppets. They must rise with faith in God and Islam and dislodge the criminals from their countries." Muhammad Kazim Sajjadpour, professor at the School of International Relations, explains.
The Iranian Islamic Revolution brought this independence, or gave Iranians this independence which they desired. If you go to the Iranian Revolution mottos, it was independence, liberty, and Islamic Republic. These three were the desires of Iranian people. Why independence? Because independence was a historical desire of Iran. Iranian didn't have it completely. It was also a natural desire of Iranians, because they, as a nation state, had this right to independence.
One of the popular uprisings that took place recently in the region was the 2011 Egyptian Revolution, in which Hosni Mubarak was dismissed after almost 30 years in his presidency. During his terms, Egyptians were suffering from dictatorship and state corruption. Mubarak assumed power in 1981 after the assassination of Anwar Sadat. A week before Mubarak's ascent to power, on October 8, 1981, Imam Khomeini talked to the Egyptian people.
ملت مصر باید این مطلب را بداند که اگر قیام کند برخلاف این توطئه ها همون طوری که ایران قیام کرد اونجا هم خواهد پیروز شد ملت مصر از حکومت نظامی نترسد و به او اعتنا نکند و همون طور که ایران حکومت نظامی را شکست و به خیابان ها ریخت اونها هم بشکنند و به خیابان ها بریزند و این توفاله های امریکا را بیرون بریزند علمای مصر به پا خیزند و برای خاطر خدا از اسلام دفاع کنند.
After the establishment of the Islamic Republic, assassinations, an eight-year war, and sanctions were imposed on the Iranian nation. During the war between Iran and Iraq, most of the Western countries, along with their allies in the Middle East, backed Saddam logistically and provided the regime with military intelligence. Analysts like Mr. Nematzadeh argue that all these had inflicted on Iran in order to hinder the spread of the Islamic Revolution in the region.
In the contemporary era, the Islamic Revolution in Iran can be considered as the first wave of the Islamic Awakening. This wave of Islamic Awakening took its effects on the Muslim and Arabian countries. The Western and Eastern powers, along with their allies in the region, attempted to stop the spread of Islamic Revolution, so they orchestrated a war against Iran, which was imposed by Iraq.
Since the Islamic Revolution in Iran originated in the Islamic principles and Islam is the dominant religion in the region, the message of the revolution crossed over the Iranian borders and increased the pace and scale of the Islamic awakening.
I think we know that revolutions have long-term impacts. You cannot measure their immediate impacts by inches and inches. But as a historical phenomenon, Iranian revolution, as any other genuine revolution, had its own long-term impact. The famous saying by Chuen Loi, the former prime minister of China, when he was asked that, what's your view of the French Revolution of 1798? And he said, two centuries is not enough. It means long-term impacts are important. Of course, in that sense, Iranian Islamic Revolution has a great impact on the notions, but it doesn't mean that Iran hand is everywhere. No, Iran is not orchestrating, Iran is not meddling, but the Iranian messages, which is clearly going back to your roots, going back to your Islamic identity, going back to your own culture, be independent, people are important, not reliance of the on the foreigners, not accepting hegemony. I think these are the appeals of Islamic Revolution, which resonates in the Arab Spring and Islamic Awakening.
I think we cannot deny the direct influence of the Islamic Revolution upon the Islamic Awakening, which took place in recent years in the regional countries like Tunisia, Yemen, Algeria, and especially in Egypt, as well as the countries in the North Africa, which have seen popular risings recently.
While being under huge pressure by the West, the Islamic Republic has never stopped supporting the rights of the Palestinians. We talked to Hossein Rui Varon, an analyst from the Society in Defense of the Palestinian Nation, which is an NGO based in Iran.
Among the most important events which occurred after the victory of the Islamic Revolution was that a new base was formed for the country's foreign policy. The new foreign policy was based on both the national interest and Muslim Ummah or nation. The foreign policy based on the Muslim Ummah was geared to support and create close relations with Muslim countries and nations. Because Palestine is a Muslim country and is now in crisis due to Israeli occupation, it is among the Islamic Republic's priorities according to the country's policy of Muslim Ummah.
Every year, on a special day, Muslims in the world demonstrate against the Zionist regime and express their solidarity with the Palestinian people. On August 7, 1979, a few months after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini called the last Friday of Ramadan, the ninth month of the Islamic calendar, the International Day of Quds. Nasser Abu Sharif, who is the representative of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad movement in Tehran, believes that the Islamic Revolution was markedly a turning point in Muslims' fight for the occupied Palestinian territory.
There were some resistance before the Islamic Revolution, but there existed signs of compliance too. Sadat signed the Camp David Accords. They wanted to solve the problem in a political way. The emergence of the Islamic Revolution was an influential factor in retrieval of resistance to Israeli occupation. After the victory of the Islamic Revolution, a huge Islamic awakening took place. Before the revolution, there were no Islamic Palestinian uprisings. Hezbollah was formed in Lebanon. The same happened in other countries. All these were the huge effects of Islamic Revolution.
The onset of the Islamic Revolution brought years of friendship and strong relations between Israel and the Pahlavi regime to an end. Israel used to import Iranian oil on a large scale. It was estimated that in 1979, Israel's oil import from Iran was 85 to 95,000 barrels a day, which was around 90% of Israel's need.
On the threshold of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini introduced new literature. He said, "We oppose the Shah because he supports Israel." This shows that Imam Khomeini opposed the Shah's regime, partly due to its foreign policy. Palestine was a key to the Islamic Revolution and was among the top priorities of Imam Khomeini in decision-making.
Israel was established in 1948, when Israelis expelled 250,000 Palestinians from their land. Now, after more than 50 years, there are around 6 million Palestinian refugees whose right to go back to their homeland is neglected by Western powers. Since Israel's occupation of the Palestinian territories, there have been ongoing conflicts in the region.
Imam Khomeini was a great Muslim scholar in Iran and the region. He knew well that how much colonialism made the nations in the region backward countries. So Islamic awakening was not possible unless Muslim nations rose up against the West. Islamic awakening did not take place for two centuries due to the Western colonialism. The focus of the colonialism was on Palestine, as Israel was formed by the West. Therefore, Islamic awakening primarily opposes Israel and its supporters.
يعني هذا العدو الخارجي هو الذي منع من نهوض الأمة لمدة تقريبا 200 سنة.
Iranian leaders have always underlined the need for Islamic unity in order to materialize the right of the Palestinian people.
جريان الناسيوناليستي العربي
Arab nationalism, which was the ideology adopted by the Arab governments involved in the wars in 1948, 1956, 1967, and 1973 with Israel, could not help liberate Palestine. On the contrary, during these wars, Israel increased its occupations from 21,000 kilometers square to 128 kilometers square. This shows that Arab countries not only could not liberate Palestine, but also let Israel usurp the Golan Heights, West Bank, Wadi al-Arab, Gaza Strip, and Sinai. Consequently, Arab nationalism failed.
Imam Khomeini was an Islamic scholar who called for unity among Muslims as a necessary element among all Muslim nations. Victory against the enemies was not possible when we were in war against each other. When, for example, Muslims in Iran and Turkey or Sunnis against Shias were in war against each other. These differences made it impossible to reach unity among Muslims. Islam was a unifying factor among Muslims all over the world, as the issue of Palestine was so.
Since the beginning of the Islamic Revolution, Iran has attempted to establish unity among Muslim nations. For instance, Iran holds an annual conference in order to bring together scientific, political, and cultural Muslim figures to discuss ways to promote unity in the Islamic world. The 26th International Islamic Unity Conference, which was the latest, was held on January the 27th. We talked with some of the participants.
Literally, every Muslim has accepted the role of Islamic Republic of Iran for the unity of Muslims. Because Iran always tries to mobilize the masses of Muslims towards a right direction.
Well, Muslim Ummah is created to be united. Differences among the Ummah are detrimental, because if the Ummah split, then it will not survive. I think the teaching of the Quran is that the Muslim Ummah is a united one Ummah with one God, one Prophet, one Qibla, and it has one doctrine.
I believe that Islamic Republic of Iran eventually will be successful at the end. It's already showing results. There are many scholars, because it, with the exception of Salafis and Baha'i, Wahhabis, all other Sunni Muslims are also getting closer to Islamic Republic of Iran and their point of view.
Muslim scholars in the conference believed that Western powers, especially Britain and the US, have always tried to disunite Muslim nations by sponsoring a passive Islam lenient to Western colonial and imperialistic approaches, because they consider Islamic unity as a threat to their interests in the region.
The victory of the 1979 Islamic Revolution in Iran showed that Muslims had great potential for fundamental changes in the region. Since the region was under the influence of the world powers, especially the US, any changes could put their interests at risk. So lots of efforts were made against the Islamic Revolution in Iran by spreading other kinds of Islam. One was Americanized Islam, spread especially by the Persian Gulf states. Such version of Islam was in line with the Israeli regime and the US interest in the region.
What could expel the world's power from Iran was national unity among the Iranians. So they try to prevent any unity among other Islamic countries which have overthrown puppet regimes during the Islamic Awakening by sowing divisions among Sunnis and Shias.
In recent years, Wahhabi and Salafi groups using violence and terror to achieve their goals paved the way for Western media to spread Islamophobia.
After their failure in spreading the Americanized Islam, they decided to spread another version of Islam, with a revolutionary form, but a recessive nature in the region. The best examples are Al-Qaeda and Taliban. So they did their best to supplement the real Islam with other false versions of Islam. But fortunately, all their efforts have fallen flat so far.
Iran considers the unity among Islamic sects of great importance, since it can play a decisive role in liberating Muslim nations from their dictator rulers and in encouraging economic and scientific development. That the recent uprisings in the region have been influenced by the Islamic Revolution is still a matter of discussion for some analysts. Whether the uprisings are rooted in the Islamic Revolution or not, it is totally obvious that the people in the region tend to elect Muslim groups on their route to build a new government, which promises a different future.